Okay, Paragimel starts with the pasuk of Lakol Zman Ve'Eis. Everything has a time. Lakol Zman Ve'Eis L'Chol Chefetz Tachas HaShemayim. So there are two points being made. One point is talking about the person himself. It says, Lakol Zman Ve'Eis L'Chol Chefetz Tachas HaShemayim. So the Targum says, L'Chol Gevar Yesi Zibno. There's a time for every person. But then he goes on, Shlomo HaMelech, and he talks about different tkufas in life. Eis l'ledes, eis l'mus, eis l'tas, eis l'akra natua. There's a time to live, there's a time to die, there's a time to plant, time to uproot, and he goes on with all the different itim. Chofches itim, right? Eis l'arag, eis l'irpois. Some of them seem positive, some of them seem negative. But the truth is, there's an underlying, very important lesson in this perek. I'm going to read you what the Medrash Rabba says, then we'll get to what I think could be one of the mechuvonim of Shlomo HaMelech. It says in the Medrash Rabba, L'kol zman ve'eis l'kol chefetz. And the Medrash talks about Adam HaRishon. Zman hoyo loy l'Adam HaRishon likonez l'gan Eden. V'zman hoyo loy sheyetze misha. There was a time for Adam HaRishon to go into Gan Eden, and there was a time for Adam HaRishon to leave Gan Eden. Strange Medrash Rabbah. Because l'chayra, Adam HaRishon leaving Gan Eden was only because of the chet, l'chayra. Right? The fact that Adam HaRishon left Gan Eden, that was only a chet. If not for the chet of Adam, I'm saying l'chayra. L'chayra, if Adam HaRishon would have kept the mitzvah. The Eibishter told him not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, not to eat from the Eitz HaChaim. He would have kept it. So everything would have been gevaldik. Right? Everything would have been perfect. But, so l'chayra, It doesn't seem sensible to say that there was originally, from the beginning of time, an ace, lots ace. The way the Medrash Rabbah is saying, there was a time to leave Gan Eden. I always learned that the reason why the Medrash Rabbah gives us this example is he and I sent us, to set us straight. Because this is something nobody would in a million years think, that there's such a designated time to leave Gan Eden. How could it be a designated time? That was an outcome of the chet. That would be like saying there was a time for the breaking of the luchas. That was only because the chet of the Egel Azov. Would it make sense to say that originally the Eibishter gave a time for the luchas to break? Ace, there was an ace lishbar? L'chatchila? So how do we understand that? So I think that there's a very important lesson here. That is, B'chlal, when you look at Bryas Olam, there's a lot of things we don't understand about Bryas Olam. And we're not supposed to overanalyze Bryas Olam. Chazal tell us. You shouldn't start overanalyzing. But what I'm going to ask you now is not overanalyzing. It's basic questions. When you go through Sefer Bereishis, soon we're going to be starting Bereishis again, there's basic difficulties. The Eibishter epitomizes the ultimate perfection. The only perfection that exists in the world is the Eibishter. The Eibishter is perfect. When somebody says there's a perfected human being, there's no such thing as a perfected human being. You can't be perfect. You could be a perfecting human being. That's the best way to be, is to be a perfecting human being. Not perfected. There's no such thing as perfected. Right? If you're here, there's still what to perfect. The Eibishter epitomizes perfection. But yet, when you go through Bryas Olam, L'havdol, if you had an engineer or an architect, you would say, what's going on here? What in the world is going on here? Bereishis Bara Elokim. First, the Eibishter created the world, Midas Adin. Ro Shein Olam Yochel La'amoid, Shitafim Midas Harach. The Eibishter created the world first with Midas Adin. Midas Adin, the way Chazal explained, would mean person does a chet, boom, he sneezes and leaves the world. There's no rachmanas. No Midas Harach. The Eibishter saw, you can't have a world like that. Imagine a world like that. Not shayach. Shitavim emidas rach. So the Eibishter put emidas rach. The Eibishter didn't know that the world can't stay with emidas adin. He didn't know that. What would you say, lahavdil, if you brought in the biggest engineer, tremendous engineer, makes plans, unbelievable plans, right? Designs the steel for the structure, and you're holding by putting up the structure. You put in the steel beams and you see the whole building starts. And this engineer goes, oops, I don't know what I was thinking. For this amount of load, this gauge steel doesn't hold the building. I don't know what I was thinking. Okay, this is a boss of a dome. A boss of a dome makes sense, should make such a mistake. This room that we're standing in right now, right, this room, when I originally went to the architect, I said, I want that the middle should have light. It should be light, open to the Shemai. That's why it's... This thing, this is what I wanted, such a thing in the middle of Beis Medrash. Yeah? But if you notice, there's a lot of steel here. These extra bars in the middle. So just so you know, Rabbi said, they weren't supposed to be here. But the guy, Sterling Metal, some German Shagetz, who was a steel fabricator, he miscalculated. And the columns that were going this way weren't strong enough. They needed to put bracing in the middle. So that's why we have these. Exactly what I didn't want. Once they were here, so Meyerfeld, who's a chacham, said, let's hang lights at least from them so it should look like it's as though it's supposed to be here. Yeah. So whenever I see this, and I see it every day, because when you had a certain plan and it didn't work out, so I noticed this every day, right? So I think of a boss of a dome, this big steel engineer guy, he designs buildings in Manhattan, Mises. Oh, Mises, he made an Aleph Beis mistake. When he tried to explain to me later how he made the mistake, it made no sense. But the Eibishter has his cheshbonos. Right? The Eibishter has his cheshbonos. Obviously. Sometimes we're zeichet to see. When this building went up, I didn't have the money to put up this building. It was one of these projects. You just jump in and they nachshav ben aminyan. The name is a telephone. Somehow it's going to work. Baruch Hashem, it's here. But I was quite short. The Eibishter sent certain shluchim. There was a guy by the name of Marvin Factor. He was the president of the Mizrahi Bank. He was my banker. He used to daven in the shul. Marvin Factor davened by me in shul, and he was the president of the Mizrahi Bank. And the yeshiva had an account with him. Zachor Oysa Yish Latoiv, Umarvin Factor Shemot. He lives now in Eretz Yisrael, Beit Shem. And he, sometimes I had to write a $100,000 check, there wasn't $100,000 in the bank. He used to say, you know, you could be Makel, you could write. So I would write. He would call me, Rabbi, $100,000 check just came through to the bank. We only have 45. What should I do? I said, cover it. He said, okay. I'm telling you, Mises, this happened, yoyim l'yoyim yabi ha'imel. This was a regular daily occurrence. But anyway, when the steel was going up, we got the bill. And the bill for the steel was $36,000. And after gathering all the money I had at that particular moment, I only had $30,000. I didn't know what to do. I want to pay the guy. And at that moment, I was depleted. Only had 30. So I told the guy, Lemaisa, these were not supposed to be here. I said, if you want, I can ask you to refabricate everything. Well, I'll take it the way it is, but give me a deduction. He goes, all right, Rabbi. All right, $6,000 off. So the ma'aseh was $30,000, exactly what I had, and I paid for it. So I appreciate these bars. Besides that, they hold up the chandeliers. But Bagoyish engineer, so he made a mistake. He made a mistake. So fine, he made a mistake. The Eibush doesn't make those kind of mistakes. The Eibush is supposed to pshat. The Eibush that creates a world, and then the Eibush that says Rosh Ein Olam Yochel Lamed Boy, and he goes, he makes him Shitivim Me the Sarachim. He makes me the Sarachim. What's pshat in that? The Eibishter makes Odom Arishan, without a Shidduch. Talking about a Shidduch crisis, right? They made a whole cheshbon now with the boys and the girls. There's not enough girls because the girls are younger, but more girls. All the actuaries are involved to try to take care of the Shidduch crisis, right? The Eibishter made the ultimate Shidduch crisis. One boy and no girls. That's... Lord of my mother is a connector. With the other Marisha, nobody to. I mean, he handled, you know, monkeys, giraffes, but there wasn't a shidduch. High ticket side in Verveys in San Francisco, after Shomong Machta Shidduch. But all the Marisha, there wasn't a shidduch. Lord of my mother is a connector. So the Abish to want, Fayipal of Taldemo. And the Eibishter made a surgery, and he created Chava. Loi toi v'yoi sodom uvadoi. No good for a person to be alone, made Chava. Rabbeinu Shloim, what were you thinking at the beginning? What were you thinking at the beginning? The Eibishter comes afterwards and he says, Loi toi v'yoi sodom uvadoi. V'choheino rabbis. There are many such examples. There are many, many such examples. Odom Arishan, the Zohar HaKadosh, is mashma, that was never even roi for Gan Eden. Wasn't roi that it should be a permanent place for an Odom Arishan. It's really an alma de nishmosa, it's a place for nishomas. Wasn't even a, so why the Eibishter put him there to begin with? If it can't work, what's going on? Put him there just to take him out? What's the point? So each one of these things has a tremendous lesson. But I taina that there's one nekuda that goes straight through Bria Soil that we have to learn from. Straight through Bria Soil. The Gemara says in Yuma, G'doy l'tshuva shemareches shnoisev shalada. Tshuva is great. Tshuva is a great thing. Because it makes a person's life long. Poshi you learn. If you do tshuva, you'll be marich yom. That's definitely posh pshat. Posh pshat in the Gemara. Person does tshuva. It's like kibud avim. L'man yerichon yomach. But I once said a different pshat. Chazal tell us that when it says by Avram Avinu, v'Avram Avinu zokein bo bayomim, we say that posik on Rosh Chodesh, the end of Halal. Avram Avinu was a zokein bo bayomim. So Chazal teach us that Avram Avinu, could you just say Avram Zokein? Why does it say Bo Bayomim? He came with his days. So Chazal say Avram Avinu came with every day of his life. Every day of his life was complete. Avram Avinu came to Shemayim. Every day was whole. He was a Zokein Bo Bayomim. So I wanted to say a pshat in this Chazal. The Zikna was in every day. Because every day was old. Every day was completed. Every day reached its old age. Every day was a zokei. He was a baba yomim. Every day of his life was complete. What's tshuva? Tshuva means that a person has to understand that he has to fix what was yesterday. That's why a person is supposed to be kol yomov b'tshuva. A person's whole life he's supposed to be tshuva. Because if you're today exactly how you were yesterday, that means today was wasted. If today you're exactly who you were yesterday, it means today was wasted. Right? So the only way for today to be complete is if today is different than yesterday. So I wanted to say, G'doy l'tshuva A person who lives with tshuva, meaning he changes constantly, it's ma'areches nosef shel adam. Makes a person's life longer. It extends what you're living. A person who doesn't do tshuva is really one day old. If a person didn't change from age 60 to 90, so how old is he? Yeah, on his birth certificate it says he's 90. But from 60 to 90 he accomplished nothing. What did he accomplish? So he's not older than 60. As far as accomplishment, he's not older than 60. He's only that much older than 60, how much he accomplished from 60 to 90. That's how much older he is. Memela, gedolah tshuva, no matter how long you're going to live, tshuva is going to make your life more meaningful. Memela, when the Eibishter created the world, everything the Eibishter created the world becomes a time capsule for the whole future. Devin Ezra says the reason why one father, one mother could take care of 20 children. And 20 children can't take care of one father. I deal with people all the time. A parent gets older. All of a sudden, child, what to do with the parent? Put him in a nursing home. Let the parent be by this one for a week, and by that one for a week. He'll take this one. So many people have to get involved to take care of one parent. The parent was able to take care of 12 children. Yeah? Devin Ezra says that the Eibishter created the world. There was no father. He created a father who had a son. So he was able to be moirish to us how to be a father to a child. But how to be a child that we weren't moirish. The Eibishter, when he created the world, he dafka created a world that he himself has to keep on perfecting. To teach us. V'alachta bedrachav. Just like the Eibishter created the world, midas hadin. And then the world can't survive. The Eibishter, say, well, I made it this way. Too bad. No. Have to change it. Midas harachamim. The Eibishter created Adam without a chava. Yeah? And then he made chava. It's not a mistake. It's renewal. The Eibishter was teaching us, we're at Selam Alekim, that we have to always never leave things as is, status quo. You have to leave. La kol zman ve'eis tachas ha-shamayim has another meaning, and that is that every moment has a purpose. Every moment has a purpose, and you have to utilize the purpose of that moment. It could be this moment is a moment for bechiya. Could be this moment is a moment for netiya. But every moment has to be used. Every moment has a tachlis. And that's what the Medrash is saying. There's even a zman to go to Gan Eden. There's a zman to leave Gan Eden. Even things as like that also have a tachlis. Also have a tachlis. When the Eibishter taught us, brought us to Gan Eden, and then he took us out of Gan Eden, there was a tachlis in that too. The Altman Slabodka used to say, Adam Rishon was put into Gan Eden to give him a goal. Because the tachlis in this world is to get as close to Olam Haba as we can be in this world. Similar to the way I once answered Reb Kivager. Kivager talks about why Hashem teaches a child, Kol HaTorah Kula, everything before he's born. Why? Why does he do that for him? Then you forget everything. They give him a pinch, he forgets everything. So why teach him everything? So I once said that the Eibishter gives a person the ultimate, Ner Dolak Al Roishoi, they teach him Kol HaTorah Kula, that becomes your goal. And Hashem tells you, okay, that's where you got to head to. You're born, that's where you're heading to. You're heading to where the Eibishter lifted you up. The Alter Slobodka said that's what Gan Eden was. Gan Eden was an experience, that was an experience we should know as close as we can get to that experience. That's what we're supposed to do. Taka, we couldn't survive in Gan Eden. And this is a tremendously important lesson in life, to use every moment, to understand that every moment has a purpose. And sometimes you look at it like, what can I already accomplish now? All I can do is cry. That's the moment now. That's an important moment. The moment that you're supposed to take the tree down is as important as the moment that you're supposed to put the tree up. Because that's what this moment is designated for. That's the purpose of this moment. Sometimes it's a challenging moment. Hagufa. So you have to do what you have to do at that moment. That's the tachos of that moment. And what Shlomo Melch really is saying is accomplishing the task of that moment is the most important thing. More important than exactly what that moment is. People like to say, oh, that's a gewaldige moment. There is no such thing as a gewaldige moment. Every moment is a gewaldige moment. And even if the moment is something that you don't look forward to, it's a gewaldige moment. And your nisayon in life is to live through that moment. That moment. I had by me a chosin. I have to share this with oil. I had by me a chosin in my house last night at about 1 a.m. He's no longer a chosin. He's no longer a chosin. But he was a chosin getting married shortly. He was scheduled to get married shortly. I met with his kala before he came. And I saw that there's no tachlis here to get married. So I recommended that it's not kedai to get married. This chosin kala should not get married. But then I had the daunting task. I knew who the kala was. I didn't know the chosin. To sit with the chosin, try to be mazbit to him. I had such an aliyah from this chosin. He's worried to be my rebbe. Because after I finished talking to him, he said, "I have no doubt. This is a chosin supposed to get married in a couple of days. It's not easy. Everything was ready to go. Everything down to the everything." Chosin sitting in my office. About 1 a.m., and he says, "Rabbi Radinsky, I have no doubt that this is tikkun for everything I went through now. The Eibishter did this, for l'toiva, and I have no doubt that I'm going to grow from this experience." That was his reaction. Not one kvetch, not one complaint, not to the kala, not to anybody. Just said, "I have no doubt." So I told him, "You should know, Tayer Bocher, you should know that all of your learning was worth for that you reach Madrega you reach right now. That you're able to do that." That was a moment. Somebody else that moment could have gotten up. The same Ben Torah could have gotten up and said, "I can't believe this happened to me." What a bummer. That was that moment. It wasn't a geshmaka moment. And this guy chopped that moment. Taka was an ace in Lifkois, and he embraced it. And Mamish Yesh Koinei Lomoy Bishwach. I was Makanahim. Mamish, such a Madrigan. How's that Madrigan? That's what Shlomo Melech is telling us. Every moment in life has a Taka. The moment we went into Gan Eden is the same like the moment we went out of Gan Eden. That's a moment that has to be used. Every moment has to be used to its fullest.